Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, everybody, welcome to United Review. Today, joined by my old man, Manchester United have managed just about to beat Watford 2-1 at Old Trafford this afternoon. And we are sponsored by BetBull. It's going to be for the entire month of April. And should enough of you guys sign up, I imagine it might be for the whole of next season as well. So do us a favour and go and check out the link in the description. There's some really good sign-up offers. And I'll be checking out my bets a little bit later on. So, what do you think of the game?
It was hard. We made hard work, really hard work of it.
We did.
We were sloppy. Again, you know, like the Wolves game, Watford, you know, sat back, let us have the ball, and at times we wasn't good enough to break them down. Huh. You know, we thought before the game, and we seen Mata in, the way they had it lined up, that Mata was going to play in the hole, if you like. But he was outright. He's not the fastest kid in the world.
No, and then we did change it on 15 minutes, and that actually did look like it elicited some difference in the match.
And we could get behind him. We could get behind him a little bit. I mean, Luke Shaw, you know, he made the effort. He was up and down that left wing. Put the ball in for Rashie's for the first goal, which is a cracking ball. Mm. But he got himself into space, ran that left-hand side well. But there was too many not on the ball. But again, it's what United do after an international break.
But not that many of them were actually involved. And you're completely right. That first 15, 20 minutes or so, it just like that we couldn't string three passes together. No. We might get one, we might get two, but that the next one, there was no chance for us to build up. And we don't actually have Instat data with us today, unfortunately, but if we did, we'd be able to show you that the number of passes, like normally United have 3-4 players in the 40s, 3-4 players in the 50s. Overall, we might do like 500, 600, 700 passes sometimes, certainly at Old Trafford. We only managed 340 passes today, which just shows you that how sometimes you'll get one player, like Michael Carrick would often get over 100 passes himself.
Yes.
It just shows you how infrequent we had the ball, and it was, you know, very even in terms of what Watford had. They came to try and play football against us. They pressed better than we did. They knocked it around
early,
better than we
early
did.
Doors. Mm-hmm. Early doors, they had a few chances, and it was more in our half than it was in their half. You know, obviously coming towards us, but you know, they didn't have an end product, luckily.
Well, yeah. I mean, Dean is having a great season, but he's, you know, he's a lower half Premier League, maybe Championship level striker at best, isn't he?
But again, he's an handful.
Mm, he is an handful, yeah.
You know, as you see with Smalling, Smalling's all over him. You know, God help him when VAR comes in the Premier League, because he's gonna get rinsed. properly. I mean, he's all over the back of him. He's got, you know, every time there's a corner comes in or a free kick, he's got a handful of shirt. I mean, we can see that in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, VAR's going to be looking all over him.
All over the guy.
You know, he's not going to get away with it. You know, as a defender, yeah, you've got to do, you know, everything you can possible. But he's one that is in serious danger with his VAR.
I thought Shaw was decent today. Pretty good with the ball at his feet, which he's not quite so much been last few weeks. Do you think there's something in the fact that three of the back four are, you know, approaching a decade at the club?
They know the culture of the club.
Is that not a good or a bad thing, though? I'm just thinking they're not the best three out of them four.
No, they're not.
People would have lost the shit if Jose had picked them three in the defence.
Well, if he'd have picked... Yeah, all right, apart from Shaw, if you put Jones and Smalling together, yeah, people would have done. But, you know, that first half, Jones had anything and everything, every part of his body in the way of shots. You know, his face, his head, the back of his head.
Is there something in that, the fact that he's doing that and needing to do that, in the manner that he does that, though, that it's so uncontrolled and last-ditch and erratic... doesn't breed confidence. When you look at like what Van Dijk's doing for Liverpool, dealing with shit.
Yeah, but he deals with it probably 5-10 yards further back.
So isn't that a problem?
Where United play. Yeah, but United are pushing up. You know, Ollie wants them to push. You know, push the opposition back. So Jones, Smalling, whoever, Lindelof, has got to go with that line. Mm. He doesn't do that. The Mickeys don't do that. They just let him go wherever he wants. So, you know, everyone else in front of him are trying to put them last-ditch tackles in. And it makes Van Dijk look good. You know, yeah. You know, the ball will run to him.
Even Lindelof looks more assured, apart from with the high balls coming, he doesn't. But when the ball's been played into the channels, Lindelof has looked pretty good. Shaw just looks like...
And he's quick.
I can almost hear a noise coming out of him every time he...
He's got to chase it back.
Yeah.
But... Jones, I mean, today there was a few times that Jones had to get them tackles in because Shaw was up the pitch. He ain't getting back. You know, yeah, he'll make that run. You know, let Martial run inside. He'll take the defender out. But then he's got to get back because it was because like you said, we wasn't putting the 3-4 passes together. It was breaking down after 2 and 3. And they moved. You know, it's probably the best player on the pitch.
How much of that do you think was because of they have that 4-2-2 formation where it's solid right throughout the middle and they compressed us?
Yeah, they did compress us, but they also freed De La Feuille, who was probably the best player on the pitch.
That little fucker looked like Messi today, and we've got the real Messi coming in 10 days, and if you give him the time and space we give De La Feuille, it's going to be 5-0 at our fucking time.
Yeah, easily.
Terrifying.
Easily.
Terrifying. I was literally looking at him going... If we give these chances to Barcelona, it's over.
They let Shaw go. You know, yeah, the defence and the midfield combat, you know, Martial and Shaw. De La Feuille saw on the halfway line. Mm-hmm. That was the out ball. Every single time, that was their out ball. And he just set off. So, yeah, Jones was making last-ditch tackles because Shaw was up the pitch. Shaw wasn't there, you know, looking after him. But it's...
No, but that's what you're expecting from fullbacks at home nowadays. You expect them to be an outlet in the attack as opposed to...
Yeah, but you've also got a job to do back there.
They do.
And half the time, he won't get him back. Mm. That's why Jones was diving in here, you know, throwing his body across someone having a shot.
Jones was getting dragged right... There was once I watched him come all the way from left back, all the way to right back, just chasing a ball. I'm thinking, is that orders? Is that, you know, who's filling in for him here? Because if it gets pulled back in behind him, he's just left a gap. Yeah.
He's snookered. But by the same rule, he was taking it upon himself to get himself over there. Because where was Young? You know, where was Smalling? Smalling's probably watching Deeney.
Sorry, I'm not bringing you Young watch today, everybody.
You know, Deeney just pull up outside the box.
I've got my phone here, let's have a look.
And Smalling had to go, was staying with him.
Let's have a look how many crosses Ashley Young managed to put in.
None.
Well, considering we as a team completed 1 out of 8... It wasn't Ashley Young one that we managed to create, that we managed to do. He was 1 out of 4. One was 0 out of 2. Marcus was 0 out of 2. The issue that we mentioned this in the game, actually. The issue we've got is when Shaw comes in, he comes along the byline and he plays one back, you all go, ooh, because you can see it's gone to an area where someone's attacking it and the defence have cleared it.
Yeah,
whereas Young gets it And he just fucking cannons it into the first man. And you go, nice one. Fucking waste of a ball again. I've got a couple of quotes here from Ollie. He says, I'm always confident when Rashford's in front of goal. He likes to get in behind. It was a great finish and great composure. Absolutely. And he says, Lingard and Andreas, it was energy. Young boys from our own academy. We need energy. They spurred us on a little. They came on and made a difference. I do agree on the energy side of things, but I'm not sure on what difference that they made, because I thought it was pretty vanilla, both of them, today. A little bit. Yeah, a little bit of vanilla from both of them today. It is a sponsored show, and I did have some bets on today, and those bets... Well, it was a little bit indifferent, wasn't this? So, should we have a look at the bets? We should have a look at the bets. So, we are sponsored by Betball. You can get up to £100 in free social bets as well. The link is in the description below for those. The bets that I had on today, I had a cheeky little Marshall anytime. And as you can see, that bad boy came in 11 to 10. And a lot of people saying, what are you putting that on there for? Well, I just believed in it. I thought Marshall was going to get a goal today. And the one that didn't come in, I had United 3-2. And that was 21 to 1. Top odds for that. I had a fiver on both. And I thought, I could see both teams scoring here. And actually, the way the game went, 3-2 wouldn't have been the worst shout in the world, was it? I mean, obviously, it finished 2-1. Both teams scored. Yep. I was kind of alright with that in the end, but yeah, if you want to get on some of those...
You're still lost.
I'm still up. I'm up 75p, thank you very much, across those, yeah, because of the Marshall one coming in. But if you want to get in any of those, the link is in the description. We've got tons of sign-up offers, and also the BetBull app is one of the best betting apps out there as well, if you want to check out the what's its. Someone's saying no sound, but I don't believe them, because I'm pretty sure there is audio. Yeah, it's working on here for me, thank you. Apologies, everybody. So, the question is then from... where is it? Discord. So, everybody on Patreon... I can't find the app. There it is. That just absolutely threw me then. Let's see what the questions are from today's game from everybody on Patreons. Jaffa says, do I know what's up with Greenwood at the moment? Didn't play the 18s today, didn't travel with the first team. Is it also safe to assume he's done with the 18s now? No, I think he'll probably still feature, certainly early next season. I think he'll probably start featuring a little bit in there. He's not travelled and featured the next day in the past, though. I think that might be something to do with his age.
Could be.
Potentially. Yeah. Am I confident going into Tuesday's game after that performance? Not because of that performance. I think what's going to play more of a part is what they want to do with the FA Cup semi-final.
Yeah, yeah. And we've had a game back. You know, don't forget, again, we've not played for a fortnight. You know, they've all been away. Whether they've featured for the countries or not, they've not been in Manchester. You know, they've had them back for a few days. You know, we've got a game under his belt. We've got the 3 points. It was no great. You know, the game wasn't anything to write home about. It was 3 points. End of. You know, draw a line under it. It's one less. Move on. And like Steve said, it all depends if they've got one eye on weekend for the semi-final. I don't know.
I think it's got to be that. I think it's definitely got a bit to do with that, I think.
But we've got to play better than we did the last time we went to Wolves. We've got to play. Whether Ollie has to come up with a different system, because that system got sussed out, you know, pretty easily by Wolves. And if they can do that, what are Barcelona going to do? That's the frightening bit. You know, they let us have the ball. What are you going to do with it? As soon as it broke down, they hit us. Watford tried it today. And if they've had a finisher, maybe today's result could have been different. I don't know.
Ollie talked about making us the fastest and most aggressive team, but of late we've looked slow and lethargic. Are we overtraining? I think we've got a lot of players coming back from injury and we've got a lot of games. We haven't looked like the sort of pressing machine that we was, but do you also remember when Pep came in, City had this, and when Klopp came in, Liverpool had this as well. There is definitely an adjustment period required, and hopefully, because he's been in since Christmas, just before now, that when he gets us through a pre-season with that sort of intensity, the players are ready for it.
And hopefully, again, they do the business early. Mm. You know, allegedly.
And everyone actually gets to a pre-season.
Yeah, allegedly, you know, the targets have been, you know, identified. You know, Ed gets the checkbook out. Does the you know, there's nothing holding this up. There's no Euros, there's no World Cup. So get the business done early, get them into pre-season, you know, even get them on the tour. So they're all playing together. And then come August, we hit the ground running as a team, not, you know, a team of eight and three individuals. You know, we're all shouting together.
Luke says, after today's performance, it shows we need a controller in midfield. Do you agree? Was it you I was talking to about on the way down? Might have been Dwayne. I was talking about the fact that, you know, we've got Michael Carrick in there. We haven't really replaced that sort of style of player. Herrera's not that. Matic isn't that. Pogba in his head probably thinks he's that, but he's not that. Someone like a Neves, somebody like a Verratti, someone that's got that sort of metronomic, you know, take the ball, pass the ball sort of mentality going on, we don't have.
Neves would be a cracking fit.
Yeah. Different to what we've got, yeah. But something that we probably need, yeah.
Yeah.
Ollie's at the wheel says, there are stages in the game that we seem to fade out. Do you think that can become a big problem against a world-class team like Barcelona? This has always happened. At this level, no matter who you come up against, they will have a time when they get on top in the game. Yeah. Because that's football. This has always happened. And I think...
And it's how you manage that time.
Well, I said it in my fan cam just now, like, Watford and Wolves, like, who the fuck are Watford and Wolves in the Premier League? But they would be competing for honours in pretty much every other league in the world because that's how good they are. It's just that the top six in England's that strong, I think, at the moment, that, and that close together, that they're just below that. Can we scrap thinking Jones and Smalling are capable? I don't. It seems like one good game and everyone rates them. We can keep one but not both. I would agree on that. Sean says, does the Jose effect still linger? Seems our players aren't fit enough to play the way Ollie wants. We have been used to not attacking for years with Jose. They all seem very burnt out at the moment. Cheers. I would agree to a certain extent that they feel a little bit burnt out. Marcus is still injured.
Jesse's coming back from
injury. Marshall's coming back from an injury.
Herrera's been injured.
Yeah, like, there's... Everyone's injured. Matic. The key players. I mean, even De Gea went down, everyone shit it for a little part today, didn't they? So, I think there's just a real slew of injuries. And then you see, like, you bring in Smalling and Jones, and it doesn't really boost anyone's confidence, does it? It's just the squad isn't good enough to compete, certainly for titles at the moment.
No.
It's good enough to compete with the likes of Watford and probably up to, like, you know, Spurs and Arsenal in the league, I reckon. And we might get an occasional good result against City and Liverpool, but we're not quite ready. We're not far off. I mean, I think, like, two signings, probably three signings will probably have you competing. I don't think we need the five and six people are talking about. That'd be nice. But I don't think you desperately need it.
Yeah, but then you go the other way, because then you get the, you know, you've got half a team.
Yeah, they all got to settle and learn the new ways and everything.
You know, and depending where they've come from, they've got to learn the language.
Yeah.
You know, learn, you know, to live here, depending where they've come from. You know, how many times have you heard, you know, it rains all the time, it's wet, it's cold.
And that's another reason I think you've got to cherry pick your league.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think our best teams have been when we've cherry picked the league. You know, whether that's pulling Rooney from Everton, Rio from Leeds. You know, that I think United do better with Carrick from Tottenham.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's when we do the best, when we've done that. And you blend that with a couple of big names internationally, like Rude. You bring in Rude, you bring in a Ronaldo.
Yeah.
You know, you bring in your Vidic's and your Everest. But you've still got to cherry-pick your league. And I think you could do a lot of what we need to do, cherry-picking the league. And in fact, if you look at how long it took to assemble that 2008 side...
Like two, three years.
Like five or six?
No.
Well, Rio Ferdinand was coming, Rio and Rude in like 2000, 2001, you know, he brought in Varane around that time, that didn't work, moved on. Rooney came 2004, Ronaldo 2003, Evra and Vidic was 2005, Carrick was 2006, so it was a long period of time for all of them to come in. He just adding a little one every now and then.
Yeah.
And in between he was signing the likes of fucking Alan Smith and Ainsa and stuff like that, players that didn't work, get rid, but we've didn't work, keep them around. Like Damian hasn't worked, survived about fucking 15 managers at the moment. He must look himself in the mirror in the morning and go, how the fuck am I still here?
Yeah.
Barbie says, since Matic come back from injury, he's gone to looking like he did under Jose, slow and sideways. When Ollie first came, he looked like a player transformed. Do I think he's carrying some sort of injury or that he's just finished?
Hamstring injury.
Yeah, I think he probably is. Matthew with a similar sort of point. We look incredibly lethargic with the midfield collapsing and crumbling on top of the defence. Do I think the midfield is bereft of the usual confidence and swagger after the last few results? We just couldn't get on the ball today. And I think that was just almost like Watford wanted it more.
Yeah, they did.
Which is bullshit analysis, I know, but like that's what it felt like.
You had balls coming out, I don't know how many times you'd done it. Probably half a dozen, maybe more. You had Pogba driving the ball out. Now, he's got the legs and the speed to run past, through, whatever.
And he's shown that at times today.
At times, and then half a dozen times, maybe more, he wants to do the fancy step-overs, you know, little dummies here and there.
A couple of times with them shimmies and got caught up with it.
And gets it took off him.
Yeah.
But he's getting it took off him in our half.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's streamed past him, expecting a ball or expecting a pass. He starts doing his step overs and messing about, gets it took off him. We've got no one back then. Again, going back to your Jones, last-ditch fucking tackles and jumping in here and giving away daft free kicks. And that all stems from him. You know, instead of beating a man, because we know he can get his head up. I mean, how many times did he put crossfield balls over today? He's got the ability, but he's just got to do that showboat. You know, knock that out of his game, and he can dominate a game. You know, the stride on him, man's fucking 5 or 6 yards at a time.
There was one point today where he won a ball and then held someone off, and he could have been texting with his other hand. It was that easy for him. Mm. And you just think, wow, like that's. And then you see the likes of Mata and Jesse and even Marcus at times. Someone comes flying through the back of them. Because there's not much to him.
Yeah.
And you've never seen someone do that to Pogba. Because he just leans on him and they just fucking launched. I mean, even Lukaku can't do that. He's so strong.
There was a few times when Deeney was back. And, you know, Dean is a unit. Mm. He's a big lad. And he was trying all sorts of it, round him and everything. And he's just turning his body and holding him off. But then he'll get rid of him and go and lose, you know, because he wants
just
to have a little step
run
over.
Into someone with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, Ash for the same point again. Is it a little bit slow? I'm talking about, yeah, there's obviously work on the squad. It's the new manager effect isn't real. A squad will always default to its average ability, and our average ability is roughly probably where we are in the table, really, like, you know, about third in reality. The poor results we had under Jose have took us out of that a little bit. The decent results we've had under Ollie have actually put us back up in there a little bit. But we're about third, I think. I think we're the third best team in the country. And I think
on his day.
No, I think we're the third best team in the country, just that.
Yeah, well we're not consistent, are we?
No.
You know, that's the thing.
Josh got a good question here. Do you think Luke Shaw will get player of the year? I think he's been more consistent than Pogba, but also Rashford will be in the conversation for winning it. I have no idea where player of the year is going this year, which is probably nice considering how easy it's been to give it Dave.
Yeah.
But it's a bit refreshing that he's not getting it. He needs a new mantelpiece, him.
Shaw. Rash.
I think Pogba's going to be in the mix, but he annoys people too much to get something like that, I think.
I don't know how you could give it. I don't know how you could give it to Pogba. I mean, there's too many rumours circulating about him. He's
11 goals and 9 assists. You know, he's definitely up there. Is Ander Herrera up there? Probably not played enough, maybe. Tony Marshall,
probably not
started enough. You know, Marcus, 10 goals, 6 assists in the league. And what's he got in Europe? 2 goals in Europe. It's probably not quite enough to give it player of the year. Rom, 12 and 18 starts.
If you gave awards like that out of based on attitude, then
Marcus
is going to win that hands down.
Yeah.
I mean, the game against Liverpool, he should have been off.
Yeah.
He should have been off that pitch, 20, 25 minutes in.
Carried on playing, it's affected him for a month.
And it's done him in for best part of a month. He don't look right today.
Still scores.
Still scores, and he's still running at the end.
Yeah.
But he didn't look right But that's the attitude of the lad. You know, I want the shirt. Mm. It's my shirt. I want to play.
False Six says, after today, do you think another midfield is just as important as the other areas need a fix? Or do you think Fred could potentially step up next year? Jury's out for me big time on Fred.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it might just take him that little bit longer. Like we were talking about the... you know, the settling in that's required, and it's easier. You know, think how easy it must have been for, I mean, we wasn't winning at the time, but I think how easy it must have been for Michael Carrick to come into that team. And it felt like we was a mile off that Chelsea side. The Chelsea side won back-to-back titles. We were like, Jesus Christ, how are we going to ever come across them? And we had Michael Carrick, and I do remember United fans flipping out, and we gave him the number 16, which made people fucking fume. You just replaced Roy Keane with this fucking idiot. Yeah. Like, people literally was quoting that sort of shit. But then the way we played became obvious because he transformed it. He had that final ball into Rooney, he had that final ball into Ronaldo.
Yeah, he would thread a ball.
Yeah.
Now Pogba can do that. Pogba has got the ability to do that. He will find the space.
But he doesn't have a Scholes and a Hargreaves and then also a Giggs and a Scholes waiting in the wings as well.
No.
And that's the difference. Yeah. When we're looking around at leaders at the moment and we're gagging for someone like Ander Herrera to get given the armband. Go back to 2008 and Ander Herrera's 9th on the list to get the armband. Go back to 1999 and he's 15th on the list to get the armband. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's just so many characters in there that you think are
big
doing
characters.
What he does, but it's just such a rarity in today's game that you go, oh, he's captain material. We're looking at Pogba and going, can he be captain material? It's like it would have been like giving it Ronaldo in 2005, 2006, where you can see there's a lot of promise, but he's not quite polished it off just yet. And who's in training? Rio Ferdinand talks a lot about that. They would, you know, Ronaldo was diving and his decision making wasn't good, and they'd fuck him up, man. They would absolutely go through him and tell him, stop this fucking diving.
Yeah.
And they was getting a grip of him, and that improved his decision making. Who's improving Pogba's decision making? Who's getting a grip of Pogba in the squad, or is he too powerful?
No, he's probably the one that's getting a grip of others. Whereas, yeah, you're right, someone needs to get a grip of him. He isn't captain material yet. I'm not saying never, but not yet. Go back to the Paris game at home. You know, they got to him big time and ends up getting sent off.
Yeah. And then we got our best performance of the season without him.
Without him. You know, so, yeah. You know, the lad can play. That's, you know, that's without doubt. As a leader, I don't know. I don't know.
Clemens saying how about we've been off three quarters of the defence but also three quarters of the midfield, because we arguably played our strongest midfield and it was non-existent. You've got a point.
Yeah,
don't think Rick can really argue with that.
No.
Dutch Book says results versus over performance at this time of the season, but given how poor the performance has been the last few matches, does Ollie need to inject a bit more of the youth, Chong, Garner, Gomez, Greenwood into the team to give that bit more energy and hustle? I think, you know, we're looking for someone that can dictate play. I think he's not ready yet, but there's a player, there's potential in Angel Gomez to be that sort of dictating playmaker that we haven't got. Now, physically, he's nowhere near ready. And experience, decision-making, he's probably nowhere near ready. But is this the sort of thing where you go, well, the ability's kind of there with him. Do we give him 10 games and see if he can handle it?
Is it that, you know, good enough, you're old enough?
It should be, considering it's meant to, you know. Ollie's one, it says, are we better playing off two passing style players, i.e. Pogba and Pereira, instead of Matic and Herrera? I think Herrera could play holding. I said this last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Herrera could play that. Yeah.
And Mata was good today. Mata was good when he came inside. He was fucking impactful on the game as I was when he was out on the wing. Jabir saying Ollie tried three systems today, 4-3-3, the diamond, and 3-5-2. I think it was 4-2-3-1 early doors, but yeah, same thing. Which do I think best suits us long term, or is it a case of horses for courses? I think it's horses for courses, and I like the 4-4-2 diamond. When it's done properly, I think you can really work with that. I like the two tracker systems. I've got a thing for it.
Yeah, but you know the thing with this, we've done it now, I don't know how many times, under Ollie. We've left the dressing room, we're playing that way. 15-20 minutes in, it's not working, we'll do this. An hour into the game, that's not working, we'll do this. And Ollie's not frightened to do that. Mm. With Mourinho, whatever you left the dressing room with, you ended the game with.
Plan B was Fellaini.
Exactly. You know, that sums it up. Because, you know, he didn't have any kind of faith in that side. You know, that's well documented. This side is shit.
Yeah.
You know, I can't work with this team. I need, you know, X number of noughts to transform this team. Get him out the door. Ollie comes in. It's the same bunch of players. There's no additions to them, to that side. You know, we were talking, you know, when the draw for the Paris game was made, we're going to get his face kicked in here by Paris.
God, yeah.
And we would have done under Mourinho.
We would have done, yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt, we would have done. But we didn't. Now we've got Barcelona to look forward to. And I think it is...
to get our face kicked in.
But we could do. Oh. We could do. But after what happened, you know, with Paris, can you put your hand on your heart and say Barcelona's going to batter us?
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Well, yeah, I think I don't think we're going through. But here's what I don't. Here's what I know in my heart that we're going to have a go.
Yeah, we'll have a go now.
Yeah, and I know we're having a go.
Instead of, you know, a Mourinho effect where we're coming out and, yeah, there you go, Messi, you have that ball. When you get bored, let us have it back. Because that's what it'd be. We'd be in our, at Old Trafford, we would be in our own half. Looking to get, you know,
Fellaini,
whoever, away. Or are we going to get a free kick where we, you know, one of them
pump
can...
into Fellaini.
You know, or one of them can have a shot on goal. We wouldn't be having a, you know, we wouldn't be putting, I don't know, Lukaku, Rashford and Martial up front against them. But there's every chance, obviously, if they're all fit, that them are going to be our front three against Barcelona. Now, anything can happen with them three. You know, their defence isn't the best in the world.
No,
the midfield and attack's not bad.
You
but
get
the
Tony Marshall running at someone 1v1 and there's every chance he's going past them. That's the one hope you've got. And you know that if you play Marcus and Jesse, they're going to run the fucking legs off.
They'll run all day long.
It's, can we get the ball to them? Can we get the ball off Barcelona enough to get to them? Because they are going to have 65% possession at Old Trafford.
Yeah, but if we, you know, like one of the viewers have said there, you know, we look slow, we're not pressing, but why not switch it around now? After Tuesday night, we've not got a game for a week, over a week. Bit of decent rest, get them fired up again. Hmm? This is what we're going to do.
Show them the
get
trouble,
them
DVD.
Fit. Get them fit. I don't know, I would imagine they've watched it a few times. But get, you know, the lads who are coming back today. You know, Matic, he's got a game under his belt. From an hamstring injury. Marcus, that ankle's still dodgy, that left ankle. Jesse's back, you know, first game for a while. Marshall, Herrera, they've all had games now, and all had decent amount of time.
We've got to get 3 points Tuesday, haven't we? And then you can look at... I don't know how much Barcelona's weighing on everyone's minds.
Well, it can, after Tuesday night.
I know, but they are only human, and we're excited about Barcelona. They're going to be excited about Barcelona. If the coaching staff have already started putting their plan together for Barcelona, and, you know, you've got to drip it out to the players, haven't you? You've got to hope that they've not looked at it or anything.
I mean,
I hope that's not the case.
We've said all along, with the appointment of Ollie, we might feel and it's got Fergie's fingerprints all over it. Yeah? This, you know, in the background, over there somewhere, these scribbles, these bits of paper, these, you know, computers, whatever, are doing whatever for Barcelona. When he's sat in player meetings and all the rest of it, he's talking about Watford and he's talking about Wolves.
Do you know how tempting it is? Mike follows me to fucking just send him some shit, like, fucking... But, like, he was coming on the podcast and then he got appointed the day before he was fucking coming on. He was meant to come on the 8th of December. I think they appointed him the 19th, didn't they?
Something like that.
He was meant to come on the 8th and he'd only just got back from Australia, so I said, leave it, we'll do it next week. And then they appointed him on the Wednesday and he was booked in to do the fucking Thursday, but he still follows me on Twitter, and it's so tempting. When he got appointed, I said, look, I'm not going to mind you. I guess you're going to be busy for the next 6 months. Hopefully we'll do it in the summer. And he's just giving me a thumbs up. So it's so fucking tempting to message him something.
But that's going to be happening. That's going to be happening in the background. What the players are getting, up to, obviously, today. They've had today's, we're going to do whatever.
That's 3 points. Yeah. That's what Tuesday needs to be, three points.
And Tuesday needs 3 points. Put them to bed. We've got a week to work on, this master plan to disassemble Barcelona.
They're not infallible, either. They've not lit the world up this year, despite the fact I think they're now 13 points. Messi looks like he's on everything. He's just on another level at the moment, and he's taking the piss out of people. Everyone else around him is a little bit subpar to what we used to with Barcelona, but he's took it to another level this year. And I think if you can do a job on Messi, you've got half a chance. Because I think the rest of the team's nowhere near the level that we've seen. I mean, but this is a high standard we're talking about. This is Barcelona. We're not talking about, it's against Stoke. You're talking about there's still players in there that can hurt you. But you stop that little fucker and you've got half a chance. But 1984, they had Maradona. Yeah. Best in the world. Look, an Argentinian moped.
And we was down.
Yeah.
We was 2 goals down. We needed to do something. And they did. Don't forget, we've just done it. We was 2-0 down after getting beat at home.
First team in 106 to do that.
And go for you it. Got to Paris. And also 13, 15 or whatever points clear in France.
But Paris have a habit of bottling it at this stage. Barcelona have a habit of going through at this stage.
Yeah, they kick on at this stage. Which is like the old Fergie sides.
Yeah.
You go back through all the Premier wins, and a couple of times we was top coming up to Christmas and whatever. Most of the time we were second, third going into January. Get Christmas out of the way, which always used to be like the Boxing Day, New Year's Day games and all the rest of it.
You only wanted to be in touching distance.
Just touching distance, and then as soon as January turned, we'd kick on. That's been since 1993. Yeah. We've done that. Barcelona do it now.
They've blown the league away this year, though.
Yeah, they have.
Well, to a certain extent, they've not been great. Atletico haven't been great neither.
Neither have Real Madrid. So
without them, there's
not a lot of competition. There's no one stepping up. Your Valencias aren't stepping up. Seville, they're not taking the place of the Madrid sides. So it's still, they're still there, but Barcelona's gone. We'll do what we do. Win football games.
A lot. Right, I'm going to wrap it up there, but thank you guys for joining us as usual. Please go and check out BetBull as well. They are supporting the channel for the whole of this coming month. So go and check out the link for that in the descriptions. There's some banging sign-up offers, and also the app's great, literally as well. You can go and check out people that are winning, and you can see what they're betting on as well. So it's not none of these shady little tipsters that you find on social media that they're like, hey, we'll sort you out with this, that, and other. You can see what they're winning, you can see what they're losing, and they rank them at who's doing the best at that time in the last 7 days, the last 30 days, and all time as well. So link is in the description for those if you fancy a tipple. Remember, please gamble responsibly, and it's 18 plus only. So from me and from my old man, I guess we'll be back again for the Wolves stuff, and then we get a little bit of a break before the easy task of dispatching Barcelona in the Champions League quarter final. Thanks for watching, see you in the next one.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.